Sheboygan's Country B93 on Wednesdays. We touch base with the United Way. Caitlin joining us. How are you doing this morning?
Good. A little foggy out this morning.
So I'm getting, in radio, you get so many texts and so many calls on a morning like this that say, tell people to turn their lights on.
Seriously.
Are people, do they not?
You know, I think more in town, like what? Cause, because I'm coming from Oostburg.
Right. Okay.
Most people know. Okay, I'm on a country highway.
Sure. Right.
I'm gonna turn on my lights. Yeah. But once I get into town, it's like, all right, guys, I know you are living in the city, you know.
Yeah.
But turn on your lights.
I want to live in a world one day because I know what's coming when we have a foggy morning like this. It's just relentless. It's like I want to live in a world one day where I come in on a foggy morning and no one tells me to tell people to say that because everybody's doing it.
Right.
I don't think it's ever gonna happen, but no. I want to live in that world.
But maybe.
Maybe.
One day.
One day. What do we have here?
We have Emily from Habitat for Humanity Lakeside. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
What's going on at Habitat for Humanity these days?
We have a lot of very exciting things going on at Habitat. Actually, tonight at 5:30, we will be having our first home dedication ceremony.
Oh, nice.
So that'll be on 3106 South 9th Street.
Okay.
It's open to the public, so everyone's welcome to join, but there will be thanking our partners who helped make the home possible.
Yeah.
We'll be welcoming the family into their new home.
And that's got to be quite a moment.
Yes, it's very touching. I've had the experience to be at a previous home dedication ceremony, and it's really awesome.
No, so. I'm sure it's an emotional moment for the family, and then the people that worked on it get to see it. I mean, that's just a good feel all the way around.
Exactly, yeah. So we're really excited to be welcoming this family.
And then what else is on the horizon for you guys here in the near term?
So next Wednesday, we actually will be breaking ground on the new home that we're going to be building this spring.
Okay.
So that's going to be at 2723 Wilgus, and again, open to the public, and that'll be at 3:30. So you're welcome to join us next Wednesday there. But we'll be introducing our partners who, again, will be making that home possible, but also introducing the family and then blessing the ground. And then we'll have our golden shovels and I'll dig a hole into the ground together. So
they don't have to use those the entire time. Just for that.
No, no. Right. Yeah, but that'll also be really cool just to be welcoming the new family. And we're excited to see where that goes and the build schedule. So.
I have kind of a stupid question.
Mm-hmm.
How do you decide where the homes go?
So we have been actually pretty lucky in Sheboygan County.
Sure.
We've actually had some people donate lots to us.
Oh, okay.
But we also do work with the city to acquire lots as well. So really it's dependent on the lots we acquire, and then we're able to select a lot based on the needs of the family that we're working with.
Are a lot of those sometimes in the same area?
We do have a lot in Sheboygan. I believe we have a couple in Plymouth area as well.
That are next to each other.
Yes, we have a couple, but some of them are spread out as well.
Sure. So how do people, if they want to help with the building process or get involved in it? I always say my dad is such a good handyman. He just retired like a year or two ago. And I think this is something at some point that he's going to try to get into, and that's something he would love to do. But how do people get involved if they want to help with the build process?
Yeah, I mean, really, we accept individuals or groups of all skill ranges. So you don't really need to ever have experience in swinging a hammer.
Okay.
We teach you everything you need to know.
I would think it is such a good learning experience. You know, when you own a home, you learn a lot. I learned that 10 years ago, that you have to start to learn a lot of the inner workings and how things are put together, and maybe your house isn't put together in the easiest way to manipulate certain things. But I would, as I was learning a lot of that stuff on the fly, I thought, what a good project to probably work on that shows you from the ground up what you're dealing with around you.
Yes. I mean, besides a few contracting work, we really require or have all of our volunteers build the home from start to finish.
And you have professionals on site, obviously.
Yes. We have a full-time...
Roll out the tools and let's see what happens here.
No, we have a full-time construction manager and he oversees all of the efforts of the build. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if people want to volunteer, they just contact you?
Yes. So you can reach out to Habitat Lakeside. We have a form that you can submit online. Otherwise, you can call our office at 920-458-3399.
All right. Anything else you need to hit on?
Not right now.
Okay, good. Perfect. We appreciate your time this morning,
okay? Thank you.